Yes, this is Steve Goss on 90.1 WABE. The weekend is nigh, which means it's maritime. Sounds like a nautical term, doesn't it? Well, it's a musical term, actually. Mara Davis is here with Mara's Music Mix.
I love how you started out with, yes, Mara Davis is here. Yes, I am here. And let's get started with a couple of bands at Chastain. Of a Revolution is OAR, and they are going to be playing there live, also with a band called The Hunts, which I want you to get there early for. By the way, so stop your tailgating and try to get there for this great family band. So they're pretty cool. And then OAR, I mean, they've been together for 20 years. I feel like they're still fresh right? No, yeah. I'm old.
Well, yeah. they met in high school.
Yeah.
And they played for years all over the Midwest. And it took them years before they finally caught on. And I admire them. They hung in there and they didn't give up. Four guys, and includes a sax player. So there's five guys. It reminds me of a modern-day Dave Clark Five, although they don't sound that way, but it's the same.
Not at all.
It's the same instrumental configuration, if you will.
It is, and they are from the Rockville, Maryland area, and to think that a band from high school has moved on to being a headliner at Chastain, of course, and at Madison Square Garden. I mean, talk about game-changing career events. That's huge. So this is going to be a really great show. We're just living again in the wild smile. March on another mile. That's OAR and The Hunts at Chastain tonight.
It's summertime. Atlanta Botanical Garden, he's back. It's not summer unless Lyle Lovett plays there. Although he didn't play at the Botanical Garden last summer. But he's back again this year.
Well, and what a great show. I mean, he brings it all together. Country, rock, bluegrass, even light rock a little bit. Always has a fantastic band with him. You know what I love about Lyle Lovett? There's just nobody like him. He's one of those artists who is truly a one of a kind.
And you'll get your money's worth for this show because the concert is very long. I mean, I think we met at a Lyle Lovett show 3 years ago at Botanical Garden. Remember that?
Memories. No, I remember that very well.
Yeah, he didn't cover that song, but thankfully, that's one light rock song he didn't do. But the concert lasted 3 hours. I mean, it was a long show.
I don't know. I was too busy gazing into your eyes. I don't remember how long it took.
Well,
Steve.
It was 3 hours. Take my word for it.
But you're going to hear all the hits like Cowboy Man and She's No Lady and On a Boat and Why I Don't Know. I mean, there are just so many great Lyle Lovett songs for you to hear at this show. That's Lyle Lovett at the Atlanta Botanical Garden tonight. You gently smile, dear. Whisper my name. So this is an outfit that I really love. It's the ATL Collective, and they pretty much go around and cover different classic albums. And I've talked about them before. We talked about them for St. Patrick's Day. They did You Choose Joshua Tree. They've done Radiohead, OK Computer. This is truly different. And I think, Steve, this is really has a stamp on Atlanta because they're covering TLC's Crazy, Sexy, Cool, which TLC being an Atlanta band, their roots are here. But what a lineup. Von Gray, Yanni Moe, Cleveland Jones, and Priska all pulling together. Now, Cleveland Jones, I should mention that recently he opened up for Chaka Khan. So that was a game changer for Cleveland and now part of this ATL collective event.
Yeah, this album is... It's one of those albums that, it's timeless. And it had such a tremendous effect, wide range appeal, that even Peach was playing Waterfalls.
Wow, that's big. Were they playing Creep?
No, Creep. No, just Waterfalls.
Okay. That's ATL Collective doing TLC's Crazy, Sexy, Cool at Terminal West tonight.
I know these guys are one of your favorite bluegrass bands from Athens. Packway Handle Band is in town.
Yeah, I love these guys. Yep. I love a good bluegrass jam. And for a night like tonight, if you feel like being inside and air conditioning and seeing some great bluegrass, see, I don't have to go outside and sweat. I can actually drink great wine, have terrific food, and get my country music on.
Not run the risk of getting dehydrated. The opening act for this is Caleb Cottle.
Oh, yeah, Caleb's great.
They're calling him the next Jason Isbell.
Well,
I don't know who they are.
Let's wait and see. I mean, you know, there's a lot of next Jason Isbells. There's a lot of next Bob Dylans. There's a lot of next Steve Gosses. So, you know, let's see what happens.
Let's hope not. Okay.
That's Packway Handle and Caleb Cottle at City Winery tonight. So, moving to tomorrow night from Cartersville, Georgia, probably one of the most successful songwriters, really, in pop music. I'm talking about Butch Walker, and you obviously know the Marvelous Three, which made such a huge impact. You know, the people from Atlanta, you know, can't love them enough. But Butch Walker has a new album out called Stay Gold, and it's nice to see this and hear it, because he's mostly known for writing songs for other people as of late. So, like, Avril Lavigne and Pink. I mean, I'm just naming a couple of them. He's written so many hit songs for people.
Seven Dust, Lindsay Lohan. I mean, he writes...
Lindsay Lohan.
He writes for everybody.
Also, a terrific opening band, The Wind and the Wave. They are a fantastic duo. They do really great covers. So, again, get there early for the opener.
Meet me at the record store. Even though it ain't here anymore.
That's Butch Walker and Wind and the Wave, Saturday night at the Tabernacle.
Interesting band playing in the Buckhead Theater on Saturday night. Hardworking Americans, which is sort of a hybrid group, if you will. Todd Snyder and some guys from some other big-name bands. And they've got a new album out, which is mostly original material. But the first album came out a few years ago. It was all covers.
So this new one is called Rest in Chaos. Also, Dave Schools from Widespread Panic is part of this. Members of Chris Robinson's Brotherhood and a lot of great people on this
Derek
band.
Derek Trucks' little brother, Dwayne.
Dwayne
plays
Trucks.
Drums, yeah.
So if you're into jam band music, this is something that you'll like. But it's more than just jam band. It's kind of rockin', big guitars, and expect a tribute to Michael Houser. Also, I want to mention the opening act. Raylan Nelson is the granddaughter of Willie Nelson, and she is opening up. That's Hardworking Americans and Raylan Nelson at the Buckhead Theater on Saturday night. So, Steve, here's some of our great light rock favorites coming together. Now, we've talked about the Yacht Rock Review a lot, and Yacht Rock Schooner, and all the great 70s and 80s jams that they cover, you know, with a splash of Michael McDonald every time.
Versatile cover band.
Yes.
So they can play anything.
They couldn't get Michael McDonald, although I don't know if they've asked. Knowing the guys from Yacht Rock, they probably have, but they have put together a lot of light rock superstars like Juice Newton.
Check.
Playing with the Queen of Hearts. Ambrosia. You're the biggest part of me.
Check.
Stephen Bishop.
On and on.
On and on. On. How many times did you play On and On in your career?
Just went on and on. we never stopped.
Ron Moss, a player, a Baby Come Back, which now I associate with The Simpsons when Maggie got kidnapped and they called the Child Kidnap Hotline and that was the hold music. I can never hear that song the same way. Robbie Dupree, Steal Away, and Matthew Wilder, Break My Stride. I mean, and Starbuck.
Yes, Atlanta's own Starbuck.
Right.
Moonlight Feels Right.
I mean, even I played that one at Z93. Moonlight feels right. So this is a pretty cool lineup of people who had some AM gold, or is it FM gold?
Well, this would be FM gold, and I can say right now, if there's anybody who listened to Peach still alive, who were listening back in the day, this is late 70s and early 80s. This is a bullseye for Peach Radio. And what a great lineup. I mean, they're all going to come out and probably do one song.
Or two.
Or they might play Biggest Part of Me twice. You never know. But
that's right.
It's going to be a great show.
That's right. Well, that's the Yacht Rock Festival that's happening on Saturday at the Park Tavern.
The Masquerade, as many people know, has just closed its doors at its location on North Avenue. But just like that, it's moved to the other side of town. It's on the west side. And they haven't dropped the ball at all.
Yeah, 1421 Fairmont, the Wrecking Ball, was last weekend. And they are still getting it together with Local H. I think so many people in the 90s learned what the word copacetic meant from Local H, right? You know, then people started saying that. But they're still rocking out. They have their latest album's called Hey Killer. They make a lot of noise for just a couple of guys.
And you just don't get it. Sad again, you learn to accept it, you know, you're so pathetic.
Bound for the Floor. Remember that song?
Yeah, I do.
It's been 20 years.
I know.
Well, we could see
I know. Wah, wah. What was that Juice Newton song again? I think that'll be a good show. So check out Local H. That's at the new Masquerade on Saturday night. So we're going to mellow out just a little bit because we've got a couple of shows for Sunday that will definitely get your groove on. Let's start at Eddie's Attic, a band called Saren. They're based out of Nashville, and they have more like a progressive rock sound. I mean, it's easy to categorize them as Americana, but I think they're so unique, especially because of their harmonies. You and I, be okay.
Yeah, it's sort of a mix of Mumford & Sons, Lumineers, Bear's Den, little Avett Brothers thrown in. Yeah, I like the sound. I mean, it's sort of folky, progressive folky, rocky. Let's drop a few more genre names in there. You know.
Well, they're one of these bands that you know, they came out, I believe, 2010, 2011, and they were always like, you know, destined, you know, this is the next big thing. And here it is 2016, and they're touring aggressively and really trying to make it work. They're critically acclaimed and really terrific live. Saren at Eddie's Attic on Sunday night, and that's the later show.
So on Sunday, beginning at noon, for $20, all you can eat. Revival, which is the relatively new restaurant on Church Street in Decatur, has their gospel brunch.
And it's going to be, you know, a religious experience. Otis Redding III, Otis Redding's son, is going to be there joining Atlanta blues legend Mudcat, who is one of my favorites, who I always like to remind you played my wedding.
Your
I love
wedding.
Danny
yeah.
so much. So you come for the music, but stay for the food. It's going to be incredible. I mean, and for just $20 a person,
that's
gospel brunch.
That's a great deal.
Yeah, this is something special. That's why I wanted to add it to the list. So don't miss it. Get your tickets. It's going to be a great event. To the way it used to be. Oh, so long ago. That is the gospel brunch at Eddie's Attic with Otis Redding III and Mudcat on Sunday. So let's finish out with an artist with Lil in the title. I like Lil. Lil Yachty is
18 years old.
And he's a redheaded hip-hop rapper. He has been buzzed about. Like, there was just a huge write-up on him in the New York Times. And basically because he's got that a very distinct Atlanta hip-hop sound. And sometimes people don't like him. They compare him to Soulja Boy. I know how you're into Soulja Boy. Because he has sort of that slow rap singing style. But this is going to be a big show. He is definitely making waves in the hip-hop community.
Yeah, he had his song Minnesota hit the top 30 in the R&B charts, U.S. charts. That's pretty good. The guy's 18 years old. Miles McCollum, by the way, is his real name.
Lil Yachty.
Where is that show?
That's Lil Yachty at Center Stage on Tuesday night.
I want to know who's doing his hair. That's what I want to know.
Oh, and later in the week, I did want to make note of Michael and Kevin Bacon. Yes, that Kevin Bacon. Michael, his brother, is also a very accomplished musician, and they are going out on the road. I mean, Kevin Bacon just can do it all, can he?
Yeah, he sings pretty well. And his brother is the musician, really. He's won some Emmys. He does scores for TV and movies. Very accomplished musician.
So I think this will be a good one. It's like folk rock, soul, country, but this is really funny. They were on the Today Show recently, and Kevin was talking about how they get so crazy, and quote, he said, we're known for leaving hotel rooms cleaner than when we came, end quote. I like that. That's funny. That's the Bacon Brothers at City Winery on Wednesday. You're not worth it.